True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It's time now for the Chris Young Show here on 105.3 The Fan. Segment's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Rangers baseball tonight, 6:30, hosting the Brewers. 7 o'clock first pitch. The Chris Young Show brought to you by Anheuser-Busch and PlayScore. And a good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
Hey, guys. I'm well. How are you all?
Well, we're doing awesome. You know, and a great job getting runs with two outs yesterday. What are you learning or what are you liking about how this team's battling through this?
Well, really just everything you just described in terms of the fight, the resilience, the perseverance. I mean, I think it would have been really easy to come into yesterday's game after the tough loss on Saturday night and to kind of roll over and concede the series. And the guys didn't do it at all. Patrick Corbin was phenomenal, really went toe-to-toe with Framber Valdez. And then the offense found a way to get it done with the two out hits and, Cody Freeman and Josh Young and then Jake Berger with a big blow. So it was really fun to see the fight, the resilience of the team. And then, post game two, just these guys, the highs weren't too high either. They know that we've got to show up today. We got another game to win. We've got a tough Milwaukee team. So the guys are very focused. They're not, over celebrating. They're enjoying each other. They're playing the game for each other, and they're fighting day in, day out. And it's all I can ask for. I'm very proud of the way they're playing.
How different is the mood with the different guys around and some young, high energy guys?
Well, I've said this before. Anytime you get an infusion of young players into a big league clubhouse, it can be a really good thing. It can be a positive thing. And that's what we're seeing right now is these guys coming in and playing with a kind of infectious kind of naivety and energy, which is great for veteran players and a veteran team that has been around for a long time. And I think part of that's just September in general, that you can see the end of the season. The games mean something. It's got a little bit of feel to early fall baseball, and that kind of gets everybody going. So I think it's a combination of many factors, but our young guys have been wonderful. They've made a great impact on our team, and my hope is they continue to. And my hope is also that we get some of these veteran guys back as well, who will lift us these last few weeks.
Hey, CY, is it kind of like they just don't know any better? I know that's probably a terrible way to say it, but they just kind of show up at the ballpark and just kind of don't know any better. They're ball players. They just go out there and play and kind of have fun with it.
I think that's there's something to that they haven't been around and seen, how precious playoff races are. And sure, over the course of your career, you hope to be a part of these things, every year. But, in my career, I only got to do it in 13 major league seasons, three or four times. And so I think you don't have that kind of wisdom that older players have. That said, I think, I don't want to do a disservice to these young guys. Sure. Who show up at the minor leagues the same way.
Right.
These guys, this is who they are as people, and this is their character. And so they show up at minor league games whether it's double A or triple A, with the same enthusiasm, the same optimism, the same passion for the game. So this is kind of who they are as people. So, you know, I think it is a, you know, the factor of being the end of the season and we can see the light at the end of the tunnel. But I also, these guys, this is who they are. Cody Freeman, Alejandro Osuna, Hellman, these guys are great people and they care and they want to be good at the game. And I don't think they're just saying, oh, we have nothing to lose. We're just happy to be here. I think they truly, they're competitors and they want to win. And this, you're seeing that.
And see why, you know, and again, another probably terrible question for you, but with all these young guys playing though, does it help you for your evaluation at the end of the year of kind of not, you're not going into the off season? And I know we're not at the off season yet, but does it, as an evaluator, does it help you kind of have an idea of how these guys are playing at the major league level for next year?
100%. And every young player needs runway at the big league level. I've said this before that our player development does not stop once you reach the big leagues. In fact, it continues, and it continues for a big portion of at-bats through your major league career. You know, some people say it's up to 1,000 at-bats. Some people say it's 500, whatever you want to call it. Your development continues into your major league career. So the fact that we're getting to see some of these young players with some runway right now to get real experience and to do it in a pennant race, I think it's the best way to evaluate personally. I think it's great to see these guys playing with pressure, with the game on the line and meaningful games and having an impact on a pennant race. It's, you know, the hope is that they get to do this every year of their career, like I said, and this experience is invaluable for them.
And some vets like Josh Young, Jake Berger coming up big as well. What have you seen from those guys? What's been working for them?
Well, Jake, since he's been back from the wrist injury, has been terrific. I mean, he's really swung the bat well, and you can see what he can do. Just he has the ability to run into a ball every at bat, and when he does, they go a long way. So he can impact the game. He's also had a couple, you know, just singles here and there as well that have helped. But Jake has been really, really good, and then JJ. You know, we need him right now, and he's been really good. Having those at-bats off Aldez and the base hit was huge to score Freeman and just coming through the way a good veteran player does. And it's kind of weird to call JJ a veteran, but in the cycle of major league careers, you know, he is reaching that stage now where he is a seasoned veteran, and he's been around. He's won a World Series. He's made an All-Star team. He is a veteran player, and we need his wisdom, his experience, and certainly his talent to help push us through these final few weeks.
With Young, through his struggles, we talked about on the show, you know, after the World Series year, he looked like he was going to be a 10-year-plus Ranger, and then we weren't quite sure. How solidified is his status medium to long-term in this organization?
Well, obviously, we're extremely invested in Josh, and we drafted him. We've developed him. He's helped this organization achieve something that's never been done before. And so, you know, we would like to think that he is a, you know, a forever Ranger. That said, I say that with a caveat of it's a performance-based game, and Josh knows this, and you know, you've never really arrived in this game, and that's the beauty of baseball. And Josh certainly has had some of the struggles he's been through this year, but he's never quit. He's never put his head down. He's never hung his head and felt sorry for himself. He's responded with the resilience and a perseverance that good players have, and he's a big part of why we are in this pennant race right now. So, you know, I can't say what the future holds. Obviously, none of us can predict that. But I do know that we care immensely about Josh and what he's meant to this organization. And we want to continue to see him have success.
Incredible week for Sean Armstrong. How is it looking in the ninth for you and Boach right now? What are you guys talking about?
Well, there's just really...
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
No set role for these guys. It's whatever the best matchups are. And Sean's the hot hand. He's pitched so great. It's been fun to see. He's such a great guy. He's worked so hard. And coming off a year last year, that was a down year. We got him at the right time, and he's been wonderful. He's such a competitor, ultimate in terms of preparation and his diligent work that he does to prepare for each game. You just know you can rely on that. He's not going to beat himself. And he's been wonderful. And to have him as an option to go with Chris Martin, Phil Maton, Robert Garcia, we just had a number of guys step up in those roles over the course of the season. And we're going to need all of them as we wind down here. But in terms of solidified roles, we don't have that. We're just going to let the game dictate who the best matchups are. And, you know, the save may be in the seventh inning. You never know. It may be in the seventh inning with the bases loaded. For a guy to come in and get out of that jam, and then the eighth and ninth are, you know, easier innings. So you just can't predict it.
Hey, CY, I just, you know, I used to do pro personnel scouting and advanced scouting and stuff. And I was just wondering, in baseball, if you have an opponent like the Brewers that you never, ever really get to see, is it harder to face somebody like this later in the season, or would you rather face him like earlier in the season?
Well, the just candid answer is, with a team like the Brewers that have been as good as they've been, you just hope you catch them at a time they're not as hot as as maybe they could be. And sometimes it's not who you play, it's when you play them. But in terms of our advanced work, we've had scouts watching them all season long. We have a video advanced team. We have an in-person scouting department that does advanced work. So we're well prepared. We know who they are. We know their style of play. And, man, it's a fun team to watch. They're really, really good. They're really talented. They play for each other. And so we've got our work cut out for us. But this is going to be a great test for us. I mean, this is something at this time of year, if we want to get to where we think we should be, we've got to beat teams like this. And we were able to do it this weekend against Houston. Now we've got a great Milwaukee team here, and we've got to find a way to win the series and keep marching forward. But it's a great test for our guys. I'm really excited to see how we stack up and measure ourselves against the best record in baseball.
You got the righty Carl Edwards Jr. getting brought up from Round Rock. What do we need to know about this guy?
Well, Carl, obviously he's had a long career. I believe he was started with the Rangers. So he's kind of come full circle here. And, you know, we're happy he's here. We needed innings coverage last night and tonight. He's pitched well in Round Rock, well enough to earn this opportunity. And he's, you know we can trust that he's been in the big leagues before, knows what it takes. And we'll go out there and compete. So we're excited that he's here to help us.
So you had to shut down one of our favorite Sporzy, huh? What's the outlook for him now going into the winter?
Yeah, Sporzy, he's given it everything he had. He's coming off shoulder surgery, and our hope was that he would make it back at some point to help us this season. You know, the rehab is a difficult process, and the timeline, we were trying to rush it, trying to force it, but sometimes the body just has a little bit different timeline than what our expectations are. And unfortunately, we're not going to get him back this season. I still think Sporzy is going to make it back and recover full strength from this surgery, but it just takes a little bit of time, and we were running out of it. And with the minor league season winding down, we just felt like we couldn't get him the reps and the innings that he was going to need before being a real option for us. And so we decided, given everything he's been through, the prudent decision is to shut him down.
Are we getting closer to a Sam Haggerty return?
I hope so. Sam's made progress. He's continued a running progression, which is the next step in him testing his ankle. And so we hope that we're going the right direction here. It's to be determined. There's still steps to pass, but left to pass, but we are moving the right direction from where we were a couple weeks ago, and hopefully we'll get Sam back here. But you know, with foot and ankle injuries, you just never know until you see a guy get out there going full speed and testing it every way he can. But we're optimistic that at this point he's going to be able to make it back, but still not there yet.
What did you think about the Framber Valdez story from last week as a pitcher? But really, how uncommon is that?
Well, you know, I think the cross-ups are less common now than they used to be when catchers were giving signs. Mm-hmm. Now with the pitches called electronically and both players hearing what pitch is called in your ear, you definitely aren't seeing as many cross-ups. So what happened in that specific circumstance, it's really hard for me to say. Only the catcher and the pitcher know. You know, in the end, it's kind of between those guys and whatever happened, it didn't look great, but I can't fully say what happened.
How are we doing on Tyler Mahle? He going to be back with the big league club soon?
Yeah, I've got to talk to Boach and Mike, see how Tyler came out of his rehab outing yesterday. Threw the ball really well. Velocity ticked up. Stuff quality was much better than it was his first outing, and was really, really good to see. Obviously, we need pitching, and we're going to need healthy Tyler down the stretch here, and it would be great to get him back. We also don't want to put him in harm's way if he's not quite ready. So some of that will be contingent upon his feedback, how he's feeling, where he thinks he is, and some of it's going to be based on what the team needs are. So the hope is that Tyler is close to ready and we can consider activating him, but we've got to have that conversation.
Pre-game tonight, 6:30, first pitch, 7 o'clock. Give him hell. We'll be pulling for you.
Guys, thanks so much. Let's have a great week.
Yes, sir. That sounds great. CY brought to you by Anheuser-Busch and PlayScore. It's the Brewers. 7:05 first pitch. I really like what he said. Sometimes it's not who you're playing, but when you play them.
Yeah.
And the Brewers have been on separate 10-game win streaks this year.
12-game one time. Ooh. Yeah, it's crazy.
Great to catch him now. Yeah. Okay, we'll talk more Rangers. Jared Sandler coming up next here to preview this team even more. A massive series for the Rangers coming up tonight, 6:30 pregame here on The Fan.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.